Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, February 6th. I'm Mark Daniels. Busy weekend of college basketball, and it wrapped up Sunday night, unfortunately, with Wisconsin losing at the Kohl Center to Northwestern, 54-52. Chucky Hepburn had 17 points. Go ahead, hoop with 45 seconds left, but Bill Bowie hit four free throws for the Wildcats down the stretch, and Hepburn had a drive blocked and missed a chance with 6 seconds left. Connor Sejan added 15. Badgers shot just 37%, 5 of 11 from the line. Head coach Greg Gard says an inability to finish at the rim proved costly.
When you're in that type of a game, knowing that that's the low possession game that we're typically in with Northwestern, you have to, you know, get a lot of mulligans and a lot of do-overs. So you've got to convert.
No do-overs allowed. Meanwhile, Chris Collins and the Wildcats get their first season sweep of the Badgers since 1995 and 1996.
We've now played two incredibly tough games with this team and couldn't have more respect for this program and Greg and what he does. And they usually win close games. I mean, they've been a benchmark for that, and something we've tried to get better at. And we've done that this year. And certainly this was a great win for our program.
Badgers now 13-9, 5-7 in the Big Ten. They'll be at Penn State on Wednesday. Marquette keeps rolling, ranked 14th. Golden Eagles beat Butler 60-52. They went 10 of 11. Tyler Kolick with 13. 19-5 now for the Golden Eagles, 11-2, sharing first with Xavier in the Big East. They'll be at number 24, UConn, on Tuesday. Green Bay Phoenix falling to IUPUI, 68-53, the only team they've been able to beat in the Horizon League this year, but Jaguars get the rematch. Cade Meyer had 16, Clarence Cummings the third with 14. Green Bay's dropped 14 straight. They're now 2-22, just 1-12 in the conference. They'll be at Milwaukee on Monday night. Panthers, 16-7, 10-3, need a win to stay even with Youngstown State for first place in the Horizon League standings. In the NACC, St. Norbert beat Illinois Tech 74-49. They're seventh in a row. Evan Glazer with a dozen. They're 14-7, 11-3 in the conference. Rockford knocking off Lakeland 92-88, despite 23 from Cam Jaeger. They're 11-9, 5-8 in conference play. So women's college hoops and the Green Bay Phoenix Gals continue to roll. Beat Oakland Sunday 70-50 on the road. Bailey Butler 16 points, 9 assists. Held Oakland at 27% shooting. Green Bay now 19-4, 12-2, sharing first in the Horizon. They'll be home to Northern Kentucky on Friday. It was Milwaukee beating Detroit 62-57. Jada Donaldson with 16. They are now 8-14 on the season. St. Norbert women beat Illinois Tech 85-31 to get to 14-0 in the NACC, 18-3 overall. Lakeland Gals beat Rockford 73-42, behind 12 from Alexa Yost. They're now 11-10 and 9-5 in conference play. And on Sunday, the Badgers fell to Rutgers 73-67. Had the lead after three, but Rutgers goes 25-16 in the fourth quarter. Avery LaBarbera with 15. Badger Gals have dropped 7 straight, now 7-17, 2-10 in Big Ten play. And let's now go to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks are coming off a seventh straight win, 123-115 over Miami on Saturday at Pfizer. Giannis Antetokounmpo with a 35-point triple-double, and Chris Middleton with a season-high 24 for the Bucks.
I feel great, you know, just continue to try to play the game, continue trying to, you know, play aggressively. Got to my spots more times than not tonight, was able to knock him down.
And the Bucks have been knocking him down. They are now 36-17, just one game behind Boston in the Eastern Conference race. Hit the road. They'll be in Portland to take on the Blazers on Monday night. Orlando beat Charlotte Sunday, 119-113. Cleveland over Indiana, 122-103. Knicks beat the Sixers, 108-97. It was Toronto, 106. Memphis, 103. Minnesota rolled over Denver, 128-98. Pelicans beat the Sacramento Kings, 136-104. Kyrie Irving wanted out of Brooklyn. He is now out of Brooklyn. Traded to the Dallas Mavericks with Markieff Morris going to Dallas as well in exchange for Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finnegan-Smith, and an unprotected first-round pick in 2029, along with second-round choices in 2027 and 2029. Steph Curry is going to be out a couple of weeks with a knee injury. He got hurt in the Warriors game against Dallas on Saturday. They hope to get him back perhaps after the All-Star break. Speaking of All-Stars, it was the Pro Bowl for the NFC and the AFC at Las Vegas, and the NFC wins it 35-33. Jair Alexander, a pick six off Trevor Lawrence to help the NFC side to the win in Vegas. Now we're getting ready for Super Bowl 57 as it's opening night with the Chiefs and the Eagles convening at the Convention Center in Phoenix for the media session. They'll start practicing later this week for the game on Sunday. Carolina Panthers have hired Ejiro Evero as as the defensive coordinator. He leaves the Denver Broncos, where he was cut loose, and joins Frank Reich to be the coordinator on his staff with the Panthers. In golf, Justin Rose has the lead heading into the final round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am at 15 under par, a two-shot advantage over three others. Aaron Rodgers and his pro partner Ben Silverman take the AT&T Pro-Am Championship, finishing at 26 under par. They had to cut the Pro-Am tournament to just 54 holes, but Rodgers will have his name engraved on the Wall of Honor at Pebble Beach. Said he had a blast playing, but he also got plenty of advice while he was out on the course.
Predominant team that we hear as we're walking is Raiders. A lot of Raider fans are encouraging me. A lot of Devontae misses you comments. So we're having some fun with it.
And a former Packer, now a Raider, taking part in the Pro Bowl, Devontae Adams, says, yeah, I might do a little bit of recruiting.
Duh. Why would anybody not do that? I mean, 100%. That's my guy, obviously, and wishful thinking, but we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. Hockey had the All-Star weekend in South Florida in the NHL. College hockey, Wisconsin Badgers get swept at Michigan 6-2 and 7-4. Now 10-18 on the season. Wisconsin women split with St. Cloud State. They lost 1-0 Friday before over 14,000 fans at the Kohl Center. Back in their regular rink on Saturday and won 3-2. They are now 21-8-1 on the season. St. Norbert men sweeping MSOE 5-2 and 4-3. 13th ranked St. Norbert women swept Trine 6-1 and 9-2. Green Bay Gamblers shut out at Dubuque Friday night, 3-0. Shut out 3-0 by Dubuque at the Rec Center Saturday night. But back on the road Sunday, get a 3-2 overtime win over Cedar Rapids. Eli Sebastian with his second of the night, the game-winning goal. Gamblers 22-13-1-1 on the season, now third in the USHL's Eastern Conference. And the NASCAR season underway, and it gets underway with an unusual race inside the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. And Martin Truex Jr. takes the checkered flag ahead of Austin Dillon for the title. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.